Veronica, you've heard of cow tipping, right?
Of course I've heard of cow tipping. I'm from Wisconsin.
I'm from Michigan. I grew up across the dirt road from cows, only 20, 30 cows. I never heard of cow tipping until I went to college, and all the city folk there promised me that us rural people spent all our evenings, nights, going out and tipping sleeping cows over.
Well, look, I lived in Campbellsport, Wisconsin for a couple years, and I heard many a story about cow tipping, and I think it exists.
Okay. Well,
we'll see what our guest says.
Yeah, he says it's more myth than reality. Jake Swearingen is with us. He's writer and digital director for Modern Farmer. Jake, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, you write, you looked into this. You think that cow tipping, if it happens, it's super rare. It almost never happens. Make your case.
Sure. I do want to say that I do think that occasionally within the course of human history, a cow has been shoved over by human beings. We're very inventive, creative creatures. We have, built the pyramids. We went to the moon. So if we want to push over a cow, we can. What does not exist is the popular myth that you can, as a drunk young man, and it's always drunk young men doing this, sneak up to a cow that's sleeping on its feet in a pasture and just sort of give it a good hard shove and the cow will topple over. And after looking into this for a while, I firmly believe that that does not happen. Nobody does it on any regular basis, and there's just a whole variety of reasons for that.
Well, let me just say off the bat that I hope cow tipping does not happen a lot because it sounds unpleasant for the cows themselves. But tell us how hard it would be to actually tip a cow over.
Well, a professor at the University of British Columbia, Dr. Margot Lilly, and her student, Tracy Boatler, actually did the physics on it. They ran the numbers. And they made some assumptions that they had to make. They basically assumed that the cow would be unmoving, which wouldn't happen in reality. In reality, a cow would be aware of you as you approached it. But their equation basically said, first of all, one person can't tip over a cow, period. One person can't generate the amount of newtons or the amount of force that you need to get a cow over. Two people could if you have sort of this ideal, optimal state cow, a cow that's unmoving, doesn't brace its feet, doesn't move around at all. In reality, a cow has a lot of things going for it that keep it on its feet, such as, again, it can brace its feet. It will move around. It's not a solid body. There's some push. There's some give to the cow. So not all of the force that you're applying to the cow will go directly to it. Also, cows are taller than human beings, so you're having to lift up a little bit. And so what they found was that really you need about five people at least. And they have to be five pretty strong people, and really six people is about where you start to get into cow tipping territory. And even then, the thing to remember is that part of this myth is that cows sleep standing up, and this just isn't true. Cows sleep on their stomachs. So if you approach a cow that's standing up, it's really aware of you. Cows have been prey for a long time. They have been hunted by predators. Beef has been what's for dinner for thousands and thousands of years. So if you approach a cow, the cow is aware of you. It does not want to be shoved over. It will move away from you very rapidly as you do it. So that's the physics of it as for why I don't believe it exists. But there's plenty of other reasons as well.
Well, and one of the reasons is you scouted YouTube. And if anybody does anything on this planet, somebody has put it on YouTube. Is there a lot of cow tipping going on there?
There is no cow tipping on YouTube. What you find is if you start searching for it, you'll find lots of videos where somebody claims that it's cow tipping, and then it's somebody actually flicking over a toy cow figurine, or it's somebody, in a really awful case, some college kids came across a dead cow and claimed to have tipped it, and, the cow died, and obviously they just found a dead cow. A lot of what you see is attempted cow tipping videos, which tend to be very Blair Witch Project-esque forays into a field where you're just a lot of running around and then usually running away from a cow. So it doesn't, like I said, YouTube is, I think the line I say is the largest clearinghouse of human stupidity the world has ever known. I believe that's true. If people do something stupid, they will upload it to the internet. And nobody has done this. So nobody has uploaded a video of this. So yet again, I think that that's sort of my That's my one of my other arguments against the idea of cow tipping existing.
Jake, you realize you're just throwing down the gauntlet for anyone within spitting distance of a cow, right?
I do want to emphasize right now that I am not encouraging, and I hope that everybody who is listening in Wisconsin does not think now, okay, this is how I'm going to become famous on YouTube, is jump over a cow. First of all, again, I think cows are actually very gentle, very soulful creatures. They should not be shoved over on their sides. Secondly, it's actually really dangerous. I mean, cows are huge. Even a dairy cow, which is, you know, a mid-sized cow, can come in about 1,400, 1,500 pounds. So if you try to tip over a cow and you mess it up, there's a really good chance not only are you going to hurt the cow, which is hurting a farmer's private property, but there's a really good chance you're going to hurt yourself as well. And, I mean, and that's not even getting into the idea that a lot of times in fields, there will also be a bull hanging out, and the bull comes in at about 3,000 pounds and will gladly eat your lunch if you get close to it.
I don't know. I still think you and Rob might be cow tipping denialists. You know, I swear there were people who swore they knew someone who had tipped cows. I'm curious, actually, if you're listening and you know of someone who's actually tipped a cow, better yet, if you yourself have actually tipped a cow, you know, it's not a good thing to do. Cows are soulful. But just for the sake of science, are cows tippable? 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234.
Well, here's a comment from Marcia on Facebook. She writes, "My dad was born in a small rural town in Illinois. He always said he and his cousins tipped cows, and I believed him. I wish he was still around so I could ask him if he was weaving a yarn or telling me the truth." Is that part of why the story? Do you think there's some leg pulling going on here?
Well, I think that there's. I think there's some leg pulling going on. I think it has. I talked to a professor of folklore about cow tipping for a while, and there's actually, you know, the cow tipping became this sort of cultural phenomenon in the 80s for whatever reason, where it started popping up in a lot of 80s and 90s, where it started popping up in a lot of movies and TV shows. But apparently there's oral histories of cow tipping occurring even as like the earliest 20th century. And I think one of the reasons that it's so popular is that it has the same sort of quality of a good joke in some ways. You know, there's just sort of a Three Stooges-esque, like really like it's a pratfall, you know. It's this big thing falling over. And so it sticks in your head when you hear it and you want to believe it's true. The other part of it is that I think it also like functions as something like a rural snipe hunt. I think that you take a city kid out to the country and you put a couple brews in them and you say, hey, you know what we like to do? We head out into the field and we push over Bessie, go out there. It's a lot of fun. And then you and your friends get to hang out on the fence and listen to somebody slip and slide in a dark field and, try to push over a cow that will be having none of that.
Well, our phone lines instantly filled up when we invited callers. So let's see what Wisconsinites have to say. We've got Dan with us in De Pere. Dan, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Just wanted to kind of say that it's always seems to me that it's one of those things where everybody says they know somebody who knows somebody, but nobody's ever met anybody that's done it.
Yeah,
nobody is ever the one that says, yeah, I did it. It's always, oh, my cousin did it or my friend did it. I live and work on a dairy farm. I'm actually working right now in a tractor. And I had some friends that came over, you know, in high school trying to do it. And I told them they can't do it. When we have to do it for medical reasons to do surgery on a cow, it takes three of us and a rope and sedation to do it.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah, Dan raises a really good point, which is that when there are times where a cow needs to be put on its side or cow veterinarians do it, and it's called cow casting, and it's a really complicated procedure that they takes really highly trained people to do it. And you can't find videos of cow tipping on YouTube, but you actually can find a couple videos of cow casting, which is when they take the cow over on its side, going wrong. And when it goes wrong, it's a very dangerous situation. You have a very angry animal in a very small space that has now been sort of tipped over on its side. I mean, it looks very, very dangerous, which, again, shows how dangerous cow tipping could be.
All right. Thank you to Dan. Let's go to Dave in Madison. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, well, what's your story?
Well, I grew up in Ohio, and I came to college one summer, and a bunch of my buddies and I, we went out to this field, and I'm not going to lie, we had quite a bit of alcohol in us, and there was like four of us, and we tried to push the animal over, and it just wouldn't budge. And then finally, the cow got really mad, and he chased us, and I slipped in the poop.
Well, there's a cautionary tale about cow tipping. All right. Well, thank you, Dave. And again, it sounds unsafe.
I would say proof that karma exists in this.
All right. Thank you, Dave. How about Tammy in Adams? Hi, Tammy.
Hi. I actually did witness a cow tipping situation.
Okay.
At my family farm. My dad, we were sorting cattle, and some were going to auction and some were going out to pasture. And my dad had just hung a brand new gate earlier in the day to separate the cows so that we could sort them out. And the cows that were going to pasture were about 800 pounds. And we were trying to get them in the trailer, and one of them blew through the gate that my dad had so proudly hung that day. And my dad was so mad. He's a very large man. He won't admit to his weight, but he's got to be at least 400 pounds. And he got very mad at that cow and grabbed a hold of its horns, and it was a steer, grabbed a hold of its horns and tipped him over. And I thought, there it is. I can't ever say that I've never seen it.
That's an amazing story. And, you know, there actually are videos. And, you know, there are instances where I've heard of farmers being able to successfully wrestle cows down. I would also point out in that story that cow was about 800 pounds, and the sort of numbers that we were working with was a dairy cow, which is about twice that weight, or not quite twice that weight. That said, also a 400-pound man can generate quite a bit more force than I think Dr. Margot Lilly was assuming in her equations. And also just, I guess, tip of the hat to being able to take down an 800-pound cow. I mean, that's just an impressive feat of strength.
Now, Jake, you wrote a follow-up piece. You said no cow tipping, but there is cow flipping done by professionals. Briefly, what is that?
Cow flipping is very real. So cows, again, they don't sleep standing up. And, in fact, they spend a lot of time lying down, usually digesting their food. And sometimes cows, for whatever reason, they'll lie down on a hill, and normally they'll lie with their feet facing downwards on the hill. And that's fine. They're able to just sort of pick themselves back up. But every now and then, according to the farmer I talked to, and she had a herd of, I think, about 60 or 70 cattle, there will be a cow that will lay down with its feet facing up the hill. And cows are really top-heavy creatures. There's a lot of bulk up top, and then their legs are actually somewhat spindly. And so if a cow lays on the hill facing upwards, it can't turn itself back over, and it'll actually thrash itself to death trying to get up.
Hmm.
So what farmers will do then is at least two, usually three, will go out and they grab the cow by the ankles and they basically flip her back over. And as long as she hasn't injured herself, she'll get up and walk away like nothing has happened. So, you know, if somebody says that they've been cow flipping, that probably means that they've worked on a dairy farm and that has actually happened.
Not just legend.
If somebody says that they have gone cow tipping, I would say that they are probably feeding you a load of, I think you can fill in the rest.
All right, we'll leave it there. Jake, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
That was Jake Swearingen with Modern Farmer.
Coming up, a look at the life and work of Jim Henson, creator of The Muppets. This is Central Time.